Luis Palau's Chinese church registration comments draw praise and criticism. A church planter sows seeds and reaps a harvest in the CIS. And a Christian group works to re-resource hurricane zone churches. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Evangelist Luis Palau says all churches in China should register with the Chinese government. This comment came after his travels to Asia with President Bush. Palau says it would give Christians more freedom. Werner Berkland, founder of China Partner Ministries, agrees with Palau.
All Christians can worship freely if they just abide by the law of the land. People are not being persecuted for the faith in China. They are prosecuted for not abiding by the law of the land in many instances.
China requires church registration. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton, however, calls Palau's comments misguided.
A registered church means the government approves who's going to lead the services, when and where you can meet. Pastors are strongly discouraged from preaching about the second coming of Christ, which the Communist Party calls the doomsday theory. And nobody under 18 is allowed to attend.
Despite their differences, pray that God uses them both in evangelism. Meanwhile, HCJB World Radio has sent its second keto-based medical team to Pakistan's quake zone. For security reasons, we can't reveal names, but we'll call the team leader Kara. She calls their staff response encouraging.
We have been inundated with colleagues coming and saying, I want to go, can I help? Our colleagues are taking time out of their work, they're taking time away from their families, and they just want to be there and share their skills and be able to reach out to the people in Pakistan at this very difficult time for them.
Kara says there's a lot of work to do, some of it still dangerous with the onset of winter.
I really believe that the safest place on the planet is in the center of God's will. And I believe this is a door that God is opening for us to go through. There are people who have needs, and we have the skills to meet some of those needs.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Although there are reports of challenges against believers in the Commonwealth of Independent States, that's not the case for everyone. A Slavic Gospel Association church planter in the CIS reports that business is good. He's been active in three towns and an orphanage. So active that they're launching a discipleship ministry. Through it, they're launching a new evangelistic ministry to the poor, because people see that Christians live their faith and are open to hearing more. Next, U.S. President George W. Bush declared major disasters for areas impacted by Hurricane Katrina in Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, and Alabama. Aside from the devastation of homes, churches are starting over, too. Aid is helping the repair of buildings, but not necessarily the resources. Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says they can help.
We have several pallets of hymnals in stock right now. And it seems to me that there may be a need right here in the U.S. in the coastal regions where churches were flooded and they may have lost all of their resources. If they have needs for used hymnals, we may be able to help them.
Palmerton says that they'd love to help with Bibles too, but they're running critically low.
So if any of our listeners know of churches that may be soon to replace their pew Bibles, please send them to us. We can always use the funds that it takes to ship them out as well.
And the World Bible Translation Center's effort to help the Hurricane 2005 victims met with great enthusiasm. The initial print run of 70,000 Bibles has already been distributed throughout the region with the help of ministries like Somebody Cares Houston and the Global Aid Network. These Bibles were a special edition printed just for this purpose, with a new cover and an insert listing passages where God's Word answers the tough questions that come in times of disaster and sorrow. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these stories and others, call our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage of these and other stories can also be found at missionnetworknews.org. There we offer additional resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.